the MCE, who was the first head teacher of the school and a sportsman, was happy of the donation by Visionary Bullock to the school, saying, "What the group has done and continue to do in the municipality should be encouraged as their activities complement the work of the municipal assembly and that of the government, and an opportunity to explore talents in football in the school." He added that the trees will not only provide shade for the school, but will also help improve the vegetation. He encouraged the students to study hard to become great leaders.
Assembly is doing under limited resources, and I think that these are people that we should always support, you know, to carry out their vision. I'm also particularly happy that we are gathered here under the foundation of this school. You know why I say so? In fact, you'll be surprised. I'm the first official headmaster of Alam Primary. You know, when we started, the class was under this tree. This is where the class was. And I was the only teacher, the head and, you know, what have you. You know? And so we are gathered here today. And looking around, you can see some great developments. And I think that over the years, there's improvement around Alam Primary. I just want to say that, especially with the climate change, you see, we must know the importance of trees. You see, besides the shade, we also depend on trees because what they breathe out is what we breathe in. And that is why sometimes you hear that when the last tree dies, then what happens? The last man dies.
That was the voice of MCE for the Bulsa North Municipality, Honorable David Amobel Afoku. Mr. David Ayanpiemi, a member of Visionary Bulu, said the formation of the group is to help transform the conditions of people living in the Bulsa traditional area. As members of the group hail from Bulu, and the donation of the football kits and tree seedlings was one of the many interventions of Visionary Bulu aimed at helping transform the lives of people in the area.